China's growing influence has dominated headlines again this week, but it's not just Australia pushing back. India and Indonesia have just signed an agreement for closer military ties. And though it's not mentioned specifically in the official communique, concerns over China's military expansion in the South China Sea are clearly at the heart of the deal. Australia has welcomed it, suggesting it'll work closely with Indonesia and Indonesia to ensure international law is maintained in the region. Indonesia correspondent David Lipson with this report.
Crowds of Indonesian children waving Indian flags welcomed Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Jakarta this week in a clear display of friendship that extends much further than trade and tourism. India and Indonesia's military ties are also being bound more tightly, elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said the visit was timely in the midst of many uncertainties in the world. I hope, he said, the partnership will contribute to stability, peace and prosperity. A communique released by India's government spoke of the importance of a rules-based Indo-Pacific region, where international law, freedom of navigation and overflight are respected. In other words, India and Indonesia are pushing back against China's growing dominance in the region.
This is a very significant development in regional security.
Professor Rory Medcalf is head of the National Security College at ANU.
We're seeing two key middle powers joining forces to offer an alternative to Chinese hegemony or indeed to an uncertain American leadership.
China is taking an increasingly assertive role in the South China Sea. 2 weeks ago, it landed several H-6K long-range bombers on an airstrip in the disputed region, placing all of Southeast Asia within range. This year, the US has pushed back, dispatching warships to conduct freedom of navigation exercises through disputed sea lanes. And in an indication America plans to continue its pressure, new language has been officially adopted by the US military. Rory Medcalf again.
US Pacific Command has this week changed its name. It will be called Indo-Pacific Command to reflect the fact that the US remains strategically engaged with the wider Indo-Pacific region.
So where does this leave Australia? In a statement to the ABC, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop said the government welcomes the India-Indonesia partnership. She said our three countries share a commitment to a free, open, rules-based, peaceful and prosperous region. This includes respect for international law. And Australia is working closely with India and Indonesia to advance these objectives.
That's Indonesia correspondent David Lipson.